Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. I'm Liz Larson, and I'm here with my friend,
Bill McKenna.
Hey, Bill McKenna. So lately, you guys, we've been talking about how we really affect each other and how changing position in the room or changing eye position can really change the way we feel about the people in our lives, which then changes how they feel about us. It's super reciprocal. It's ongoing all the time. We're affecting each other, feeling each other, interacting, and more importantly, reacting. Sometimes the things that don't necessarily have anything to do with us, things that have to do with other people's past, or things that have to do with how someone's feeling about someone else. And there's all of these little cues that add up to success in a relationship or failure in a relationship. So what Bill and I are going to be talking about today is another aspect of that. And we're talking about primary relationships. We're talking about relationships between parents and kids. We're talking about relationships between friends. We're talking about relationships at work. We're even going to be talking about how the technique we're going to share with you today even works with strangers. So what we're talking about is the art of sharing with someone what you really like about them. Actually taking the time to notice something about another human in a sincere way and sharing that with them. Now, the premise here is that it really lights you up. It makes you feel good. It makes you notice things about people that you wouldn't have noticed before, really take note, and then it makes another person actually feel great at the same time. So this is, it's almost a transaction. It's very interactional. It's an interesting topic, isn't it, Bill?
You know, this is absolutely fascinating and so apropos for where we're at as a society at this time. We are programmed from an early age to notice differences. We also become black belts at noticing what we don't like. Now, what that effectively does is it causes separation and also irritation. when you're looking and noticing things that you don't like, how does it make you feel? Not very good. I mean, we all like to talk smack and gossip about this one and that one and make fun of, you know, everybody likes that sort of thing. But there's a whole different realm that Liz is talking about here. And once you get the master key for this door, it unlocks a whole world of possibilities that we really didn't even know were possible. Frankly, it's shocking. And you think that this can't actually be true, but it is. When we do what Liz is talking about here, noticing something that we authentically appreciate about them, and we share that, that creates an opening in a relationship and a bonding, if you will. But this goes so far beyond it that it seems almost impossible. The story that we're sharing off camera is many years ago, a friend of mine who Liz has met, she knows, we've known each other forever. His name's Chris. And he was in defense contracting, like a multi-billion dollar defense contractor. And when he would go into these meetings, you had to defend your project. Right? Everybody has projects, and you have to sit in front of a boardroom and defend your income, your project. And people in there are shooting arrows. You know, there's a fight for the money. There is hierarchy, you know, that goes up, the boss's boss. It's very military-like. And traditionally, people get smoked in there. They get, you know, there's no two ways about it. You know, people say, you know, that was horrible. This ain't going to work. You know, you suck, you know, all of that. And so you can imagine how horrible that feels and the anxiety of standing up in front of everybody. It's one thing to give a talk about something, and it's another thing to go up into a place in a hostile environment and try to convince people you're okay and your project's okay enough to keep living and breathing. Well, I talked to Chris and I said, hey, Chris, I want you to do this. You know, when you typically go in the room, how are you feeling about everybody there? Oh, well, this person, he's a jerk. And that person, he's probably going to axe my thing. And he's got his own agenda. And this guy over here, he does nothing. And he takes all the credit. And the list goes around the room. And maybe you have one or two allies, you know, that you're like, you're all right. You've got my back. But everybody else is, you know, like suspect or disliked. So basically, I said, hey, I want you to go in that room, and every single person you see, there's something good about them. You know what? You got good hair. Man, you know, I like your style. You know what? You're really good at what you do, and I like that. Man, you're efficient. You know, you have some authority, and you use it consciously. You know, find something good. If you can't find anything good, look at their shoes. Do they have nice shoes? Look at that. You got great shoes. Anyway, he walks in the room, does his presentation, and at the end of it, never before, everybody claps. Everybody claps. And afterwards, he's walking down the hall to the bathroom. And the guy, you know, many levels above him, senior vice president level, smacked him on the back. It's like, hey, man, you're doing a really great job. You know, really like you, you know, and what you're doing. The amazing thing is that the energy, the feeling, what happens is people reflect it and they don't even know it. They don't even know it. He never said to the guy, hey, I like your shoes, great hair. That would have been weird, right? Especially in a military environment, you know. But he simply felt it and thought it in his mind.
Well, it just shows that the person with the most flexibility has the most influence. And in this case, it's simply just the flexibility of changing his focus, right? Changing how he feels about the room in general. Now, probably every other person had the same fear as he did beforehand going in. Like, this is going to suck. I'm probably going to get my butt kicked, right? Every person with the same anxiety. And it just takes one to change the energy of the room. And I know that sounds weird, but Bill and I are always talking about this. We really are in each other's what we call neurological soup. Our nervous systems are constantly reaching outside the body to see, is it safe, right? Is it too hot? Is it too cold? Are we walking into the mouth of a lion? The nervous system reaches out at least 6 to 8 feet around us just to test if everything's okay. We have to have this part of our body working and active to stay alive, especially if we're out in the jungle, right? You need to know if something's sneaking up behind you. But now in the urban jungle, that's each of the people sitting next to you. Your nervous system is reaching out to see, is the temperature of this room okay? Is somebody going to kick my butt, right? So when you change your focus and you're looking at people and absolutely changing the way your body feels about the room, when you're focused on, dang, that guy has great style. Geez, he's got good hair. You know, that one I've noticed, his presentations are really efficient. All of a sudden, it's not just the focus of your mind, but the focus of your whole system changes. And now you start to influence the guy next to you. He doesn't know why, but he feels a little easier, right? And the guy next to him, once he feels a little easier, then he feels a little better, right? And now pretty soon we're appreciating as a group someone's presentation collectively. It seems like magic. And I think it's one of those things that maybe Einstein didn't intend this way, but the spooky action at a distance, where I change my focus and the way I feel about it, and something at a distance changes. So this is Bill's example is, you know, a boardroom of people, you know, military. So imagine, and those guys probably don't know each other that well. Now imagine an office of people where you do know each other really well, or your family, right? Imagine if you change your focus, could you have influence over what's going on in your life and in your family? The answer is a resounding absolutely. And here's the biggest reason. Most of the time we're focused on solving problems, right? Did the kids get their schoolwork done? You know, did my spouse spend too much money? Did they leave trash in front of my door again, right? And I think so many people fall in this rut. It's our habits. We're trying to put out fires, right? That's the focus. We're trying to keep everybody alive, safe and alive and afloat, right? And everybody feels that. They feel the pressure of I'm looking for what's wrong. So I can correct it, but I'm looking for what's wrong. When the pressure changes to, I'm looking for what I really adore about you. I know all of you just felt it right then. It changes everything. So let's talk about spouses to start with, right? This process that we're going to share with you today, this changes a person's overall happiness. Now, what would it change in your life if you knew your spouse was happy all the time? What do you think, Bill? What do you think would change?
You know, this one is kind of an amazing thing. You know, I mean, the way you've just put that is almost a little bit like, oh my gosh, can you imagine that? Can you imagine what, when you walked in the room, you know, every single time, you know, it's like a party, you know, it's like,
yeah.
You know, and it's not just happy about you, but they're just happy. They're just happy to be alive and to be there where they are right now. I mean, that is like a dream come true for all of us. You know, I love the saying, you know, marriages work when two happy people come together for the purpose of sharing happiness. And that, you know, so often is not the case. It is more like, I trade you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, this is the question, especially in families, these really close relationships, is do you actually value their happiness? Most of the time we get so wrapped up in our own crap that we don't value our own happiness, but we also don't truly value our spouse's happiness. We want them to be happy so they're not kicking our butts all the time or mad at us or causing trouble. But do we really want them to be happy for the sake of their happiness? So this chapter, this is what we're talking about, is part of a book called 50 Little Things that we're working on. And they're things that I have 100% established in my own life. So I was talking to my husband about this, where I was talking about whatever chapter I was working on. And he said, you know, he said, this changes everything. He said it has changed so much for him, me, he was saying me, him himself as a human. He said, when you started answering the phone, hello, my darling, how are you today? He said, it was like, oh, wow, that felt great. He said, where before I knew you were busy, I knew there were things going on, and I would worry you'd answer the phone and there would be a problem going on and you might be upset, right? So think about that. I don't want to call you because I'm afraid there's going to be an issue. I was never really mad at him, but I would be involved in my own day. And, you know, I would answer the phone accordingly. Yeah, what's going on, right? Like, okay, yeah, well, things aren't going great. So, you know.
Yeah.
Instead, I shifted to, hello, my darling. How are you? What's going on? And he was like, wow. And he said, he does it back now as well. And he said, I have to tell you that one thing changes everything for me. He said, I look forward to calling you. And which is weird. He would never really call me during the day, but now he'll call me to tell me something that's stupid that's going on at work. I'm like, I'm busy, but I always will answer, hey, honey, what's happening? What's going on? Right? The same with when he walks through the door at home, we do this for each other, right? It doesn't matter how shit my day was. When he walks through the door, I'll say, hey, there's my big man. Hey, honey, how was your day? Why? Because I turn on for myself that I'm happy to see him. My day might have been horrifying, but I am happy to see him. And like you said, it changes everything. So let's take our first break. And when we come back, let's break it down a little bit. Like, how do you decide what to compliment? You know, what are you looking for? And how do you know when it's the right thing to say? So let's share that when we get back. UK Health Radio, let's hear what you have to say. We've got some great promos here.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We are back and we're talking about this, one of the 50 little things you can do to deepen your neurological bonds. And it is genuinely telling somebody something you like about them for the explicit purpose of boosting everybody's happiness, your own and theirs, possibly changing the room, really making somebody feel good about themselves, but it makes you feel good. So let's break this down, Bill. What's the most important first thing? What do we have to do?
Well, I think the very first thing is to stop and look.
Yeah, that's it.
Stop and look. You know, Liz is really good at this, is just to connect and actually start to absorb whatever is going on. You know, I think as you put it in the first part of the segment, we all get wrapped up in our own day.
Yeah.
Whatever the problem du jour is, or, you know, they're focused on, and is to stop and making space.
It's true. It's that shift of your focus, right? From what's wrong to what's right. One of my favorite things to do is to, with my family, with my kids, and with my husband, is to notice something that I find really like adorable about the way they look. Now, this is a secret inside thing that I do, right? Like, oh, look how cute his little dimples are. Like, Leah is our business manager, and my daughter, she's also in her 30s. I just think she has the cutest forehead, right? So I'm shifting into the mode of really noticing what I think is adorable about them. And adorable is an interesting thing because it gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling. Like if you think about your little girl, like something you find adorable, like it just feels like champagne in you, right?
Yeah.
Right? But, okay, it's easy to do with kids, but your spouse, right? If we've been married, I've been married 30 years. And, you know, you stop looking at them after a while. Most people do. So I love to do that with my husband. He's a giant redhead, you know? And I will notice something that I think is super cute about him, adorable. Now, this is different than like sexy or hot. That's fun too. But this is like that feeling of adorableness reminds a physical body, reminds the neurology that one, you're safe, right? But two, that you have the deep luxury of finding something absolutely adorable. Your eyes light up. Bill and I talk a lot about eyes and eye position. There is this light that comes to a person's eyes when you find something adorable. It's a little bit playful, you know? There's often an eye position that comes with that, you know, how you approach looking at them. And then to say it. Look how adorable those little ears of yours are. They're just so cute, right? I love that little nose. It's adorable. So cute, right? They might find you absolutely a cornball, but I guarantee it's going to feel amazing because it's true. So you always have to pick something true. So let's talk a little bit about that. How do we pick something true and meaningful to somebody else? What do you think about that?
Well, I think the first thing is that it's true for you. You know, that's the most important thing, you know, that little curl in the hair or, you know, the little fuzziness on the cheek, what it might be. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be something physical.
No.
But it could be something that they did, something that they did. And they just do it because they do it and it's who they are. But at the same time, they don't notice how really great it is and maybe how far-reaching an impact that they had. So, you know, the telling them about it, you know, when you help them, you might think that, you know, was insignificant, but it was really great. And here's why, you know, that this particular person, you know, they maybe felt a little insecure and you giving them that attention, you know, that you did for this person and you helped them over. That was really impactful. You know, nobody really cares the way you do for that person.
Yeah.
You know, I think complimenting your spouse on something that they did for your child and how much you value that, you know, that you value, you know what? Sure do appreciate you making that lunch today. Like, you know, for her, you care so much. And it must be awful nice to be her and that, you know, to be loved like that, you know, and they see that and they can feel it. And the noticing of, obviously, this is important to them. You know, they're caring, you know, in the detail for their child and so it's important. And recognizing that can help to, you know, be a bonding, a very positive bonding.
It really changes everything. There's so many things that we just take for granted. And we think people know that we appreciate about them, but they don't. I remember when our son was born, I was having a real hard time. I am not a good pregnant person, not a great like early childhood mom. You know, some women just fall into it and they just love it. I'm not great at it. And my husband, when our son was maybe just 6 weeks old, he said to me, you know, I just really appreciate how sweet you talk to him. And I thought, oh my God, why wouldn't I? Right? But it was something he really noticed and appreciated. And in my mind, I was like shocked at even that he thought of it, but he expressed how much he loved that. And I realized, oh my gosh, this is really valuable to him. So it does a couple of things. One, it helps us notice and it helps us feel different. It helps us, our partner, feel noticed. But it also clarifies what we appreciate about people, right? It really clarifies the kinds of things that we value. So I like to start this with, you know what I really like about you? You know what I really like about? I mean, that sentence is interesting. Like, who says it? You know what I really like about you? I like how detailed you are when you're cleaning your car. You notice every little thing. For me, that is actually something I notice because I am not fine detail oriented. I'm big picture oriented. So I like it when somebody's like, they can see all the things that I can't, right? Now, for somebody who's highly detailed, they're going to feel like, ooh, that's yummy, right? So really taking notice of what lights you up about them is the first place to start, the thing you truly appreciate. And when you start to share it, Bill and I were talking off camera, you were talking about kids doing this, that the person will do it more. They'll do it more. So let's talk about kids. So this is an important one with kids. It will change the way a kid feels about themselves, but you want to be a bit careful. You don't want to say something that you've been harping on. Let's say you've been harping about their homework, right? Mm-hmm. And then they do their homework and you say, you know what I like about you, that you got your homework done. Well, that feels like a backhanded compliment, right? What you want to look for is something that is inherently great about them. It could be, you know what I like about you? You are so kind and caring to our pet. And I love that you think about them every morning and feed them. I'm sure they feel so loved. Feel the difference?
Yeah, it is fundamentally different. You know, those compliments, we were talking about it with kids about how valuable it is for the rest of their life. As it turns out, the things that someone complimented when we were very young, it turns out they'll end up doing it again and again in the rest of their life, typically. You may have complimented your child that they're so good at helping others, and then they just start doing it. And over, and because it felt so good to be recognized for that, it could be being a good organizer. You're so good at organizing. Or you are great at reading instructions and building something. You know, you get that thing from IKEA and, you know, they follow along. Boy, man, you really laid everything out and the wrenches and step 1, 2, 3. Anyway, it turns out they're going to be the person that's putting together the network when they get older, you know, because they're good at doing it.
It's true. But you want to avoid using it as a tool to manipulate someone to get them to do something. This will be seen, people will see right through it. It's like having a salesman complimenting you. You know when it's schmoozy. You want to make sure that it is really something true and something that gives that real, almost filling of your own space appreciation. When I was a kid, my mom used to say that I was unique or unique looking even, which sounded strangely like you're weird looking, right? People used to say, oh, you're such an old soul. I had no idea what the hell that meant. They would also say, you're a really special person. What does that mean? So get where I'm going. Like, you want to be very specific with kids and you want to follow up with why it matters to you. So, you know, if you see your child just randomly being super kind to someone, you pick them up at school and you see them helping someone else, or maybe hugging the teacher, you know, you want to say, you know what I like about you? You're always noticing what other people need and helping them out. And to me, that shows that you have a really kind heart. And I'm so proud of you for being willing to do that. Because, you know, other people might not be, right? Like, oh my gosh, you've told them what you like. You've gotten very specific about the action that you saw. And then you let them know how that value impresses you. It shares something with them about you too. I value kindness. I also value bravery, that you're maybe 13 years old and still willing to hug your teacher, right? When we share these kinds of things with our kids and with our spouse, it builds a kind of trust and mutual appreciation that you can't get anywhere else. And it also teaches your child how to do the same thing, how to notice and appreciate things about other people. So we're up against our next break. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll just dig a little bit deeper into how to pull this thing off, how to practice it, and how to make it seem genuine. So UK Health Radio, take it away.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we are back and we're talking about how to really show some appreciation for somebody, how to use the phrase, what I really like about you, to change, well, everything. I want you to tell the Jeff Goldblum story, but I want to share something I heard this morning. I heard a story about a kid who was working and a young man working in a casino in Vegas. And I think he was maybe a barista. And he was real friendly and real nice. And so it spurred the person to say, who was interacting with them, wow, you know, you're really great at this job. Like, you're really so friendly and everything. How do you like your job? How do you like work? And he said, oh, I love working here. So the person said, oh, really? You know, why do you love working here? And he said, well, here, he said, when the management comes around, they're like, hey, how are you doing? You know, everything looks great here. Is there something more I can do for you to help you get through the day? Can I make, you know, is there anything I can do to make it easier? So they complimented them and supported them. He said, but I also work at another casino. And he said, at the other casino, the management is always coming around looking for problems, looking to correct something that's wrong. And he said, so there, I'm always just trying to get through the day to get out of there. He said, at this job, I actually like being here and it makes me really want to appreciate and be friendly to our clients as well. Interesting, right?
Really is. It is amazing how just that, you know, trying to make somebody's life better and value them and how that ends up turning everything around. And here's the great thing that hadn't been spoken, and that is that it's profitable. we as a business, how would you like to have that person, you know, that you've employed happy? Well, you had a great story, Liz, about there's a coffee place and how they pay people. Do you remember that story about I'm going to pay you, $20, but then actually I'm going to pay you $25, and the extra $5 was for your smile.
That wasn't me. That was somebody else.
Oh, I thought it was you. I think it was that Dutch Brothers. I had heard an interview, and I associated it with you because Dutch Brothers is in your town.
Yeah.
And the method that they used was, listen, I'm going to pay you, you know, X amount of dollars, you know, $20 or whatever, but actually I'm going to pay you an additional $5 for your smile. So your good attitude that you come with, you know, this is the extra for your good attitude. And you walk into that Dutch Brothers, and I'll tell you what, you know, what a bunch of friendly people in there. You want to go back because they're friendly. So this guy in the casino, it's gold. You know, your story is gold. You know, and speaking of gold, Jeff, hopefully I say his last name right, Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum. So Jeff Goldblum, he's the actor. He's been in so many, you know, movies. He's a movie star. Well, Jeff Goldblum, I'm watching this whole, a series that he has. And I watched him actually meeting people. It's kind of one of these reality type things. And he was meeting people. And when he met them, he would stop. And what Liz is talking about, he connects with his eyes and he stops and he faces them and he's like, oh, hold on. I'm going to drink this in. And he's like, he's bringing me I just want to drink this in and look at you. Look at you. And you're like, oh my God. And he authentically meant it. This is him. He really meant it, where he was like drinking it in. And I was there and I was like, oh my God, can you imagine being around somebody who does that? And you're like, oh my gosh, you know, whether you're a man or woman or whatever, you're like, oh God, you know, and you're like, it feels like overwhelming to be that loved and accepted right there. And so, you know, it's no mystery that he's a star. You know, of course you're a star. Everybody loves that type of energy. It's a great thing to know. It's the Dutch Brothers. It's the casino guy. But it's just the volume turned up. And it's authentic. I think in all these cases, you're letting that out authentically.
Yeah, you know what really is? The whole thing is really about the focus. What you're putting your attention on shifts the conversation. It shifts the direction of your day and what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And then the biggest thing is how you act and how you react. If you're going around during the day looking for what's right with your friends, your family, your coworkers, whatever's going on in your life, you are likely to have better and better and better interactions. I mean, it just makes sense. If you're looking for what's wrong, which is what most of us do, and that is what our nervous system is designed to do, but we can override it through some of these tools. If you're looking for what's wrong, you're going to find what's wrong. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And in a marriage, it's interesting, in a marriage or a long-term partnership, this happens quickly because life kicks up and you are in it. You know, you're in the stuff and, you know, there's money that has to be spent and problems that happen and illness and on and on. And pretty soon the whole thing goes sour, right? But just this one thing, looking for what's right about the human that you love so much, leads to finding more things that are right about that human that you love so much, right? So here's some ways to do it. So find something specific. So it takes pausing and actually looking. Now, what if you're a busy, busy parent and you're running around, doing things, working, and you go to pick up your kid and you're in a hurry and you're not feeling particularly nice in that moment? What can you do? This one's an easy one. This has to do with eye position and connecting with a certain part of your brain. It's easy. Move your eyes up. Even better, if you can walk outside for a minute, move your eyes up in your head, like you're gently looking at the trees or the sky, and take a big deep breath and actively relax your body. If you can spend 30 minutes or 30 minutes, 30 seconds to a minute here, or even moving your eyes a little left, a little right in the up position, you will immediately move into what we call ideas and inspiration part of the brain and nervous system. Now, when you bring your eyes back down and you put your attention on noticing something that you love or that you like, it becomes much easier to feel it. Because if you try this when you're in a terrible mood, it is not going to come out right. This is about changing you first. So it could be as little as, hey, I love the color of those shoelaces. That color is one of my favorites. I like that about you. You're stylish. Easy, right? But it's got to be genuine. And that's the next piece. It has to be genuine. When you point out what you notice, you have to make sure it's sincere, that you really do like it, and that you're not making fun of them, that you're not choosing something that annoys them. It's got to be coming from a real, genuine place. It cannot be a throwaway comment. You have to feel the appreciation before you speak. And this is something that we really become experts at in cognitive movement, right, Bill? Is being aware of how our bodies are feeling.
Yes, it's something that it takes a little bit of practice, and as you start to become aware of this, you will start to notice, oh my gosh, I am judging a little bit right now, and there's something super important to know. This discovery has been out there for a long time. Saint Francis, who everybody knows, the saint who was very friendly with animals. They'd land on him, they were very passive around him. They were his friends. And Ram Dass, who many people know, who passed away a little while ago as a great spiritual teacher, said, when we lose our judgments, others lose their fear, including animals. We lose our judgment, they lose our fear. Another way of putting it is their neuroses. And we all got them. Every one of us has got some neuroses going on, but they lose it. Now, think about it. You have had, everybody out there at some point in time has had somebody who loved them. Faults and all, you're a little weird. You got a little bit nuts, try to keep it in the bag over here, but we also got it. But they somehow loved you, meaning they didn't have any judgments. You're like, yeah, I know you got a thing, but you know what? You're all right by me. You're all right by me. I like you just the way you are. And you settled down. You just, oh, I can relax around this person. If I'm gonna stuff two donuts in my face or, let out some other sounds, everybody's gonna be okay. We're all gonna laugh and have fun together.
Yeah, it's really true. Okay, so the next is make sure that you're specific. You're gonna choose something that is you can say what you like about it specifically, and how what value you appreciate about it. So, for example, I love how calm you stay when things get crazy. Like, I appreciate that because I don't stay so calm. You keep me calm. I value that, right? It's way more impactful than you're so calm, because that could mean anything, right? Like, why are you so calm in the middle of a problem, right? But if you're saying, I really love how you stay calm, it's specific and the person understands exactly what you mean and how it has value to you. Then the last thing is you want to say it out loud. Now, what this does, when you say something, your own brain hears it and it reinforces, and it can also help you autocorrect what you're thinking. So saying it out loud, letting someone know, really changes the way you feel and the way they feel. So you don't want to keep these things to yourself if you don't, if you can't help it. If you can say it out loud, do. If you don't say it out loud, it still works for you to change how you're feeling and you still have influence over the room. So if it's a quick compliment or an observation, a person will really feel that connection. And then what you're going to do is get good at noticing how they respond. You will start to notice if their eyes light up, if they get a little embarrassed smile, if they blush a little, you will know if it has hit in a way that warmed them up. So you can practice. You can see where it doesn't land or where it does. And the more you practice, the better and better you get at this. So the simple act of just noticing something special about someone, it's not just a compliment. It's a way to deepen your relationship at the level of your neurology, your nervous system feeling safe and calm and loved, and theirs as well. So we have actually run out of time for this episode. We want to invite you to come to cognomovement.com. We do have a 5-part relationship series that you can be a part of. cognomovement.com/upcoming events. Any last words, Bill? We have about 1 minute.
If you come to that class and you do the work, this is actual physical work with your eyes and your nervous system, exercises that are developed by CognoMovement, your relationships will change. And it's not one relationship, it's all relationships for the positive. Relationships are really how we grow here on the planet Earth. And getting good at it, meaning being absent those unresourceful reactions that we all have, you can make your life so much better. And that of all the people around you. And then there is a hidden gift. And the hidden gift is if you have children, their relationships will also change. Not only because of this quantum entanglement, but it also is permission. It's now okay to love your spouse. It's now okay to accept your spouse. It's now okay to be happy around them. Your mom, your dad, all of that. It's okay to love them.
All right, you guys, that's all the time we have for this week. Until next week, be safe and be well. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.